Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Do improvisers like scripted work? According to our special guest, Jose Rodriguez, and confirmed by Bob, they really don't. That leads into a conversation of whether improv training can be used for evil. Not evil per se, just winning money from other people, like in gambling or poker, which Jose says is not gambling. Enjoy.
It's the reason I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done scripted work. I get very nervous with scripted work.
Yeah.
I do too. I do. Yeah. The last scripted work I did was on the Lake Howell High School stage. My daughter was the president of the theater company, and they invited me to be a part of the musical rendition of Casablanca. And I had the very tiny role of Mr. Wolf. Mr. Wolf. And Mr. Wolf only had two lines. And I forgot my first one. And I had to have the lovely and talented Sarah Villegas prompt me on my line. Would you like your favorite drink, Mr. Wolf? And it was really humbling. And also, the gratitude I felt from being saved by a high school student during a high school production was
That's awesome.
Pretty high. But that was it. And I was this is the thing. I had been doing improv for years when I stepped into that role, but I wasn't equipped for it. And you would think, you know, an improviser would be able to just improvise.
Yes.
Yeah. But I really wanted to get it right. And
That's my worry. Like, I have no fear that I'll be in the scene. I'm going to improvise it, though. But my worry is I'm not going to give you your cue line.
Yeah.
So that's where my nerves start going. It's like I'm going to miss their cue. And then they're going to be upset because I'll be fine improvising. I'll just make up the whole stuff. Yeah. But then I'm going to miss your part. And that's where I'm like, ugh, I didn't do my job because I was supposed to protect you.
And that's the thing, making each other look good, taking care of each other. It's one of our basic rules.
So what about when you're in a position where you're not trying to take care of other people? Does improv help? Because I was going to ask you about this. The Ellie Castro show that I listened to, you talked about playing poker.
Mm.
And so I assume you like to play poker.
I love poker.
Does improv help
you
with
need
poker?
To teach me.
It does.
And so you're not yes-anding necessarily. You're working against people.
I'm yes-anding for myself.
Yes.
I feel that one of the skill sets that you learn with improv is reading people.
Mm.
Because we have to read each other on stage.
Yeah.
Like, I have to read the emotion that's on your face. I have to read the emotion that you're showing me physically. So we tend to develop that skill a lot quicker than people do. Is just reading the person that we're talking to. I can usually tell when I'm talking to somebody if they're BSing me or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that obviously helps out dramatically on the poker table when you're watching these people the whole time. And then also the way you play yourself, because then, you know, I'm thinking a lot of times when I'm playing is like, so I'm going to play this the opposite way that I would play it normally if I did this. So I'm doing that on purpose throughout the game too. And yeah, it helps out a lot.
So, to be a professional actor, right? I mean, that basic skill unto itself, right?
This might be a new class, a new revenue stream for SAC.
Improv for poker.
Improv for poker. Yeah.
Jay, do you play with Jay?
I haven't played with Jay. Told me that he plays, but I haven't played. I'm not a home poker player.
You like to play like out in a casino?
Because when I go play with friends, I'm just gonna have fun.
Yeah,
I'm not there to really take your money, so I'm just going to have fun. I like playing against people I don't know because I'm there to take their money.
Yeah.
That's when I enjoy
poker.
Oh,
I
want to
watch you play poker now. That's yeah.
Well,
good.
And so let me ask you this, because one of the subjects of that particular episode was, is poker gambling?
No.
And I was really interested in that because...
Wait, you say no.
So my mom has always said that poker is gambling because my grandfather was a gambler. But my grandfather was a gambler as in bet anything. And so she always had a fear of when I got into playing poker, there's like, oh, Jose is a gambler too. He's going to gamble.
You got that gene from your grandpa.
But the main poker that I love is tournament poker. So tournament poker, you pay an entry fee. You know, your entry fee, whatever it may be for this tournament, $100 to $10,000, whatever it is. You don't spend any more money from your wallet. That's what you paid.
Right.
And now the object of that tournament is you want to be number one. So you're going to get money based on where you end up in the tournament. First place is going to get so many thousands, so on. So to me, it's not gambling at that point because I'm not taking out more money and continuing to bet. Now, where the poker itself is not gambling is, if it was gambling, that means that not the professionals that are always that you see in the final table would not always be at the final table if it was gambling,
because there'd be a lot more dumb luck
skill.
Involved.
There's
correct.
Skill.
Yeah. Right. There is luck. If somebody were to tell you there's no luck in poker, BS. There is luck, but the reason that they get to those final tables so many times is because there's a skill level set mm-hmm. to it also.
You got to think there's luck to every sport out there as
everything.
Well, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I do believe I've heard enough stories and read enough stories about professional poker players to know that there is definitely a skill set. There are people obviously who make millions and millions of dollars just playing poker, and there is something to it. Now, I still think it is gambling in that you are taking and putting up a stake. And then seeing whether or not you get a good return on putting up that stake.
Okay, with that mentality, then buying your house is gambling.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah. Then everything we do in life is gambling.
That was a good turn. Bravo on that argument.
I've already had this conversation with Ellie because he took the same thing. He doesn't play at all. Yeah. So he's like, "No, you're a gambler." I'm like, "No, I'm not."
Yeah, that's good. I get that. That was good defense.
And you're gambling on yourself rather than just putting out money and saying, I am relying on these people to decide the fate of this money.
Right, but you're using skill, too.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm not sitting at a slot machine. That's gambling. Sitting at a slot machine, pulling a lever, and hoping that this
some skill.
Happen, right?
Yeah.
You know, now they even have it that there's no lever.
Oh, yeah.
It's a button. Oh, yeah. And it's like... That is gambling. Playing craps, that is gambling. There is no skill that you have that's going to make you roll the dice any better. There isn't.
Truth, right?
So
although I do like
those.
The idea of the coolers.
Yes.
I think there's some skill there. I do want to try that someday.
I
think I could be a good cooler.
I think Nick would make an amazing cooler. For those who don't know, cooler is a term for a fortune-killing person hired by the casino to bring down a high roller's luck when they're on a streak. Truth is, I'd need a cooler like Nick to sit next to my friend Jose if I ever chose to challenge him at a game of poker. Otherwise, I think I'd just do best to hand Jose my wallet and call it a night. It's been so fun having Jose Rodriguez in the studio with us. He's taught us yet another useful application for improv skills, and for that, we are forever grateful. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. We'll catch you next time.